your professional commitment to agile excellence. Wait, before you go, because I know what you're going to do. So let me stop you. Just because you get this certification, or here, I'll talk to myself because I want to put myself in the audience. ED, just because you're going after this certification, just because you're going to sit down and take and pass this certification, I ask of you to continue to grow. What does that mean? That means that you're not going to stop at just the certification or stop at getting just the 30 PDUs. What you're going to do is continue to expand and grow. Come and enjoy. Okay, that's not how it started. Okay, let me try to start off. Come and join me as I take you on an adventure or a journey as I'm going after my PMI ACP. So family, what today's episode is entitled, what is PMI Agile Certified Practitioner? Again, what is PMI Agile Certified Practitioner? Family, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk you through some vital points about what we call the PMI ACP. It's one of those things, one of those certifications I kind of held off for a little bit as I was building up the project management piece, but I realized the importance of this ACP. I currently do have a CSM, which I'm going to do a video on as well, but what I want to do is for this, I want to do a little bit different. First of all, I want to give you the actual prereqs, and then we'll navigate through the 7-point framework. If you're new to the channel, I go to by the name of ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Listen, that just simply means Ed. All right, let's jump into the content. So first of all, there's some prereqs to get your PMI ACP. First of all, the ACP is a certified, or I should say a certification brought to you by the Project Management Institute. So what do you need? You need a secondary degree. 21 contact hours of training in agile practices, 12 months of general project management within the last 5 years, or watch this, a current PMP or PGMP will satisfy the requirement, but it's not a requirement in order to apply for the PMI ACP. You need 8 months of agile project experience within the last 3 years. And you know what I did, family, I wanted to make sure at the time of this recording, as of August 2023, if you are a PMI member, it is $435 to take the test. If you are a non or not a PMI member, $495. Now, the question is, hey, ED, well, okay, how do I maintain or how do I gain or what do I do as far as what does this test look like? Could you kind of walk me through from a high level, what does that look like? Of course I will. You know I will. First of all, there's 120, I do mean 120 multiple choice questions. And guess what, family? You have 3 hours to actually complete that. Again, 120 questions, multiple choice, of course, and you have 3 hours to complete. Now that's how you gain it. Now, how do you maintain it? To maintain it, you need to have at least 30 PDUs. If you don't know what PDUs is, that's professional development units. I may even link a video. I'm pointing to the video like you can see it right now, but I may even link a video where I kind of talk about what PDUs are. But every 3 years, you need to make sure that you qualify and make sure you have your 30 PDUs. Similar to the PMP, as you know, you have to have 60 PDUs. All right, now let's get into what I love to do, my 7-point framework. What is it about this PMI ACP certification that you need to understand, and why is it even worth getting it? I know I'm throwing a lot of whys, whats, and just asking a lot of questions because I know on the other end, these are the type of questions I'll be asking. Well, here, this is what I got for you, family. The PMI ACP certification really showcases your professionalism of mastery of various agile. Now, this is where I have some challenges because I look at agile as a framework, not a methodology. However, this through my research, it said methodology. So I'm still gonna say framework. But anyway, some of the frameworks you can learn is Scrum, which was one of my favorite, Kanban, Lean, and there's many more. Again, point number one is agile mastery. You have an opportunity to develop mastery. And as we know here, even though we've obtained mastery, or if you get to a point of mastery, we always want to reset, because it's that beginner mindset that allows us to have what? A growth mindset and not a fixed mindset. The difference is, a growth mindset will allow you to start over and grow and learn. And when I say start over, I'm not saying start from zero. I mean to be able to take on new tasks and new challenges, basically being uncomfortable until you can learn that point of mastery. Anyway, let me move on to the next point. It's an adaptive approach. Now, when you think of the waterfall method, or I should say methodology, it is more of a predictive, but with Agile or Scrum or Kanban or any of these are more adaptive, is a more of an adaptive approach. What does that mean? It just, you know, I'll go into that maybe another video, because I'm really gonna be talking a lot about Agile and Scrum and everything, because one of the things I wanna ensure, family, is that I'm giving you everything, because PMI is really seeing the fruits of being able to include like a Scrum or a Kanban or a Lean or Agile within this part of the study. So if you're going after your PMP or your CAPM, you're going to need to know this stuff regardless. So why not learn it here now and learn it with your boy ED? But anyway, I digress. Let's go. So adaptive approach. So PMI ACP holders will be able to possess a skill of learning to leverage that adaptive approach to leading projects. This will help, especially if you work in a diverse project environment. And when I identify diverse, meaning that you're able to leverage this framework on different projects in which sometimes you don't have all the information, and so you're kind of learning as you go along. And especially in these days of time, I don't care what you say, speed to market is always going to beat anything else. I read this book that really acknowledged that, and it's a book by Chris, and I may have mentioned it here, and I'm probably going to destroy his last name, so I'll just say Chris K. The book is called Start Ugly. The premise of that book is saying, hey, you don't need to get everything right, you don't need to get everything perfect, because the longer you wait to get perfect, you will never get started. Oh, I like that. Let's move on to point number three, stakeholder collaboration. This is one of the reasons why I love this framework, because of the collaboration. This certification really emphasized stakeholder collaboration, promoting open communication. You know, I really was going to drain that. Open communication and client involvement throughout the project. How many times have you leading a waterfall or predictive type project, and you wait almost near to the middle or end to really connect with your customer, and it's really more like, oh, well, this is what we've done all this far, versus more of this collaborative approach, like that customer is there arm in arm with you just to make sure everything is going according to what you guys scoped out and decided. But let's move on. Point number four, risk management. You know, one of the things I also learned in leveraging the framework of adaptive, or this leverage is adaptive approach, is that people think, oh, you don't have to really worry about risk. Oh, should I do my survey? Survey says. So anyway, reason why I say that is because you need to learn how to manage risk regardless. I mean, you're going to have some risk, and being able to mitigate those risks in agile projects will definitely ensure a successful overall, outcome, especially in uncertain scenarios. So let's move on to point number five. Point number five, my favorite, your favorite, continuous improvement. Listen, when you become a practitioner of the PMI ACP, you are promoting a culture of continuous improvement, as well as you're leveraging the feedback aspect of ensuring that your projects continue to get better with as you're leading them. You heard me say leading and not manage. If you've been here, you know I always talk about leading and not manage. Point number six, leadership and facilitation. Man, oh man, these are, again, some of my favorites. The leadership and facilitation with this certification, it really nurtures that leadership skill set that you have in you, as well as it allows you to equip professionals in leading agile teams and facilitate a more productive discussion. How many times have you been in these discussions and they just haven't been productive? They've just been discussions in which people really want to just send you a lot of junk. And when I say junk, meaning they're not really there to collaborate. They're not really there to really solve the problem. They are really there to make your job tougher, which is fine. I mean, you know, it's stakeholder management 101. Let's move on to point number 7. One of the things too, as just like your PMP, your CAPM, all the rest of the certification, I only mention those two because those are the ones that are really known by PMI. But the ACP certification is globally recognized by PMI. And what it does is it demonstrates your professional commitment to agile excellence. Wait, before you go, because I know what you're going to do. So let me stop you. Just because you get this certification, or here, I'll talk to myself because I want to put myself in the audience. ED, just because you're going after this certification, just because you're going to sit down and take and pass this certification, I ask of you to continue to grow. What does that mean? That means that you're not going to stop at just the certification or stop at getting just the 30 PDUs. What you're going to do is continue to expand and grow. So I make that challenge out to you, family.